This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to bad harvest.
Let's focus on, as usual, here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with a radio program, a podcast. The mission is to become an advocate. I have been all through my life as someone who's an agrarian in roots, been around cows all my life, and I have made it my mission to be able to use the skills that I have from my radio background to help the world of American family farming, which is getting worse and worse. I wish I could tell you that my efforts are changing the tide. I think all of us working together have to realize that the tide is changing, and it's not good at all for interests not only of the farmer, but of the people who love eating and understand the benefit of eating good, wholesome food grown on good family farms, not full of pesticides and all that sort of thing. There's a camaraderie here among those of us who understand what the soil is all about, how it needs to be treated, revered. It's Mother Nature. It is. It's the earth. And without the earth sustaining us, we do not have life. And a lot of people are not reading that. They're not looking at the tea leaves. The greed that has overcome agriculture is the same as that which has overcome many other businesses. I am America's foremost capitalist, but the greed exemplified by, and I use this often as the example, Bayer, Monsanto, that sort of, that company, it's the prolific waste of land. And I want to underscore, before we get to our conversation, Dr. Neil Fox is going to join us, who is from the University of Missouri's College of Agriculture. We're going to be talking about the resources that are at our disposal and weather and forecasting for farmers and that sort of thing. So we'll get to that in a few moments. But first, I want to talk about the rainforests and the problem that has been presented by the continuing focus on growing beef and what people say. Now, I'm not saying there isn't some logic to the argument that raising animals affects the atmosphere, because there is gas, there are other things that come from, but when water is used, that sort of thing. But when you offer up a problem, I believe we ought to offer up a solution. So what's the solution to not having beef around to our protein needs? There are lots of ways of getting protein, but the public needs to be educated to that, and I don't think they have been. Now, but there's a speciousness to this argument that I underscore from time to time, and I want to do that for a moment or two here before we get to Dr. Fox, and maybe we'll talk about some of these things with him, because, again, we're interested in weather and rain and how the amount of rain as it comes down, we need to be gathering it, what it's used for, the people who criticize beef growers for using way too much water, contributing to the atmospheric problems. What isn't looked at is how beef and cattle in general, and most animals, affect the quality of the soil, which is being depleted by uses of products coming from our pals at Monsanto and Bayer. So we're draining the value, the life out of the soil with all of these contaminants, all these sprays, Roundup, all of this stuff that goes into the soil and stays there. So when you plant, let's say, corn, and you put fertilizer in the hopper, and that goes down with the seed, that helps the corn to grow, but the fertilizer is necessary because there's not a lot of sustenance left in the soil because we keep draining it out and not replenishing it. And the cattle and the poop, or the animals, and the process that the food goes through, in the case of cows, four stomachs, lots and lots and lots of microbes, lots and lots and lots of things, the good bacteria that's in there. And when the cow poops, if you ever look around where the poop is 24 to 48 hours later, you see this expanding sort of green belt. And that's because the microbes that are in the intestine of the cow come out with the poop, get into the soil, and enhance it, make the soil better. We need more natural flavoring, if you will, for our soil. And that's not being done. There was a piece that is pure advocacy journalism that I made reference to on my Good Day, the DJV program, and I'm going to spend a minute or two on here because it shows what the popular press, the news media, has done to some of these stories. The deforestation figures that are attributable, and I don't get that from reading this article, whether they want to lay it all on what they consider or they call our beef addiction. They do not deal with the use of the trees around the world that are being used to produce boxes. Now, you can say, boxes? What are you talking about? There are so many, the usage of boxes has become so severe, if that's the word you want to use, because of Amazon, shipping, the world. I mean, look at the average rubbish now compared to 10 years ago. Granted, we use a lot of waste paper to make boxes, but still, it has to come from some source, and I don't think people attribute enough of the use of trees, down trees, to box production. I just don't think people put two and two together. But that's part of the problem with deforestation. The other side of it is that in certain parts of the world, there is a problem with this. But in other parts of the world, and America is a pretty good example, there are more trees now in America than there ever have been. Yeah, we have lots of development, but forests have proliferated, trees have grown and stayed, and so there isn't. We would have a real problem if, because of the photosynthetic process, if we didn't have the trees and any green life, whether it's corn or whatever is being grown. The photosynthetic process requires a green plant, or it induces the exchange of the carbon dioxide, the carbon in the air, for oxygen. That's what the leaves do. That's how the process works. That's how Mother Nature works. So, and the fact that there are more trees, the atmosphere benefits from it, but we also have lots of other garbage in the atmosphere, so I don't want to leave you with the thought that everything is rosy and beautiful, because it's not. But as long as we are growing more and more trees, which we are, some naturally and some through design, and then we're going to be okay. And don't listen to people who tell you that beef growing is ruining the planet, because that's nonsense. All right. So having said that, we'll meet Dr. Fox in a matter of moments and talk about farmers and the weather here on the American Family Farmer.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today. today at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
15 past the hour, American Family Farmer Program dedicated to the people who are on the farm, the families, family farming or businesses, those who support American agriculture, the locavores, all the people who really kind of understand it. Let's, speaking of understanding, understand how important it is. This is something I don't think I've ever focused on in whole or in part on this program, and that is how important, I mean, it seems like a duh, weather can make or break the farmer. I know in many years, including this year, the weather has been erratic. It's been more like May during the month of June than June. So haying on the farm is off to a slow start, and that affects the quality of the hay and the volume, et cetera, et cetera. Joining us now is Dr. Neil Fox, Associate Professor of Atmospheric Science, University of Missouri's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. Dr. Fox, good to have you here.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So let's talk about the research that you're doing on weather forecasting and how it applies and affects farmers. Is this the statement too simple that obviously farmers have to be aware of the weather in order to do their best work? Or is it much deeper than that, the problem and the circumstances?
Well, I think it's both of those. I think farmers have some of the best knowledge of the weather. They're out there using that information every day. But you can never have too much information, and there's always more information out there that can be used in more effective ways to help farmers in particular manage their land the best way they possibly can.
Well, I do as an example of what happens with me, especially when I'm haying. I am on the hour by hour. I started using this, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and it usually is pretty, it's pretty accurate. The Weather Channel has the ability to look at, you know, where we are, and I feel like in terms of the weather, I need to have the info. It does guide what I do, and sometimes it's wrong, and it upsets me.
There's a lot of comments, because obviously as an atmospheric scientist, someone who works in the profession, I'm used to getting the, oh, but you guys are never right.
Yes, right. Oh, you hear everybody complaining, ah, those weather guys, they never get it right. Well, that's not true.
Exactly. I mean, it's true some of the times. There are some weather situations that are very hard to forecast. Small changes in the situation result in big changes in what actually happens on the ground. But particularly over the last 20 years, if you look at how the forecasts have improved, it's been tremendous. I mean, the forecast you get for kind of 5 days out now is as good as it was for 3 days out, and we get it wrong fewer and fewer times.
I'm going to use that example as I look at my own situation here. The forecast for today, I have some hay on the ground I want to bale, but it wasn't ready yesterday and isn't going to get ready today because it's cloudy. And tomorrow it's going to rain. So, and I feel fairly, you know, when they say 90% chance of rain, it's pretty likely you're going to get some rain. And so then, but how much do you get, and how does it affect whatever, you know, we need rain for things to grow. And so it's just a specialized use of the information. What I want to talk with you about is the radar, and if we can really rely on the hour to hour, because farmers like me are interested in the hour by hour. I need to get my haying done before it rains. So if it's going to start raining at 4, then I need to be done by 3, because the weather here is usually off by an hour or so. And that's, but I think the average person doesn't realize in many instances how crucial that information is, more for probably what I'm doing. When you plant, you need to have more rain. You want to have as much water as possible on the crops as they grow. So learning the research science behind this is what's important to your visit, Dr. Fox. Hold on. We'll continue in a few moments.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows.
Talk about some of the music later on in this hour and how music affects the life on the farm, especially with the advent of Willie Nelson's Farm Aid. But right now we're having a conversation with Dr. Neil Fox, who is a professor of atmospheric science. We're talking about weather forecasting for farmers. So is it radar? What do we need to know about the forecasting of rain and snow and that sort of stuff, the models that you use? And can we really, I said to you that I use it, and I usually back off an hour or two from the hourly forecast, where I used to, you know, sometimes back off a whole day when things weren't as good. But can we improve even on what we have now?
Oh, yeah, we can always improve, and that's kind of what I'm working on. I personally specialize in the use of weather radar for the observation of how much rain has occurred, and then kind of using it for looking into the future. We've had a lot of new technology come along in the last few years that really enhances our ability to do a lot more with what we have.
Mm-hmm. And in what way? How would you run that out, Dr. Fox?
Well, in the last few years, the National Weather Service has kind of upgraded the whole national radar network to use this technology, which is known as dual polarization radar. And what that does is it effectively sends out two radar beams at the same time, and this allows us to actually look more at the shape of raindrops, hailstones, things like this. And as the shape is related to the size of the raindrops, that allows us to get a much more accurate view of how much rain there is, whether it's made up of big drops or small drops, and then we can feed that information through the system to get a much better idea of how much rain is reaching the ground and what's happening to it.
Where is it going, or is it not coming to the ground?
If it's not coming to the ground, it could be getting evaporated on the way down. So if it's raining, the radar tends to look higher up in the atmosphere, maybe 8 or 10,000 feet above the ground. And on the way down, if the atmosphere is hot and dry between the base of the cloud and the surface, then that rain can just evaporate on the way down. And the smaller drops evaporate a lot more easily than the large drops. So if we know that the rain is made up of a lot of small drops, then we can figure out that that's all going to get lost on the way, whereas if we have big drops, they're going to hit the surface.
So you've dedicated a number of years to researching this stuff that you're explaining to us, size of raindrops, that sort of thing. Who would have thunk? You know, when the history of the planet obviously revolves around rainfall because it doesn't survive without that. And then people start to think, well, where does rain come from? And you can go off onto this. You know, I don't want to get too deeply into the weeds here, but rainfall is a pretty amazing phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I like you say, I have spent many, many years studying rain. We got quite a lot of it where I am yesterday, and I was actually out in it. And every time I see it, it just fascinates me, the makeup of how much we're getting, how it flows across the surface once it hits the ground. There's so much that we can look at with regards to it, a lot of which is very relevant to farmers.
I want to talk about what I had said earlier about deforestation, rainforest, that sort of thing, snowdrop, snow shape. We'll continue. Dr. Neil Fox on the American Family Farmer.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republican leaders want to vote on a replacement for retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy this fall, but Democrats want them to wait until after the midterm elections. President Trump was in North Dakota stumping for Republican Senate candidate Kevin Cramer, who's challenging incumbent Democrat Heidi Heitkamp.
Justice Kennedy's retirement makes the issue of Senate control one of the vital issues of our time.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the significance of this appointment cannot be overstated.
This is the most important Supreme Court vacancy for this country in at least a generation. nothing less than the fate of our health care system, reproductive rights for women, and countless other protections for middle-class Americans are at stake.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Focus on what's going on down at the farm, or down on the farm, is that what it is? All right, there it is. Got to get some of that good rainwater into my body to get rid of the cough from being out in the hayfield. So we're having a conversation on the American Family Farmer about weather. Dr. Neil Fox is professor of atmospheric science at the University of Missouri's College of Agriculture, and as such has performed a number of different sorts of very important research projects. Rainfall. You know, one of the things, rainfall amounts, I said before we paused for a few moments there, Dr. Fox, the business about shape. I don't think I ever thought about shape when it comes to raindrops. You think about shape when it comes to snow, because every snowflake is shaped differently. What's the difference in hail and other things? Is precipitation good for the earth no matter what? Or is there sometimes I heard, I think a long time ago, that sometimes snow picks up, as rain did, though, acid rain, things that are in the atmosphere, and it's hard for that stuff to get shaken before it hits the ground. Yes or no?
I would go with precipitation is generally beneficial. It picks up a little bit of dirt, dust on the way down, but generally, until you get to that real acid rain, which I think we've, well, in this country at least, we've dealt with that problem pretty well.
Kind of washed it away, if you'll pardon the pun,
until you get to, obviously, the excessive rain, which starts washing your soil away, which is not very beneficial. I think most people would think the precipitation in any form is kind of useful, and as we go on, I mean, you've mentioned it already, that the challenge of managing water seems to be getting harder and harder, more and more people using more and more water for more and more things, not just in agriculture, but in kind of daily life, people watering their lawns, people washing their clothes, all these things use a lot of water now. More and more people are doing it.
Yeah. So to what detriment? What have? Are we getting more rain now? There are those people who say global warming is bringing us more precipitation. It's harder to pinpoint the weather and when we're going to have good and bad weather because of global warming. You buy into that? Climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it.
To a certain extent, I think there are, in terms of the warming trend, I personally, and I think the evidence supports that there is a warming trend, and it's continuing and will continue.
But over the history of the planet, hasn't this happened a lot? In the 4.5-5 billion years in the existence of the planet, I'm sure you've done research as you look at rain, as to how much precipitation, how it affected the planet as the planet matured. So this is not anything really new in terms of the history of the planet, is it?
The speed of the change, I think, is new. I don't think we've seen this kind of rapid change in the climate before, and not in the scale where we have had human civilization and have to adapt to these things. So the problem is that, yes, the climate changes all the time, but if we build up, we've built up a society and a civilization that is geared towards certain weather patterns. And if those change very rapidly, it becomes very difficult and very expensive to adjust and cope with those changes. So particularly kind of the changes in rainfall, I think what we've seen is that we're not sure whether we're getting more rain, but what we seem to be getting is more intense rainfall. Mm-hmm. So we have periods of much drier weather. This is in some places, every place is different.
Yep.
But in some places you see this trend of having drought-like conditions and then very heavy rain, where we would have had a much more even balance before.
So how does this affect agriculture? For those who may not know how it directly affects, the farmers know, but let's explain in a moment how the weather is going to affect what we eat.
Well, I think, you know, there are some places which have already started changing the type of crops that they can grow. So there are areas where you really can't grow corn anymore, where you used to be able to grow corn. Corn, of course, uses a lot of water.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting that rain at the right time where you want to plant it, then you have to switch to some other crop. So it's management decisions. Of course, when you go out toward the West Coast where they have real water resource problems, again, some of those fruit and vegetable operations, again, very intensive water usage. They're competing for that water with other users, and it becomes very difficult to balance all the uses of the water that's available, and that problem is exacerbated when the rainfall comes in these shorter bursts.
Wow. Yeah. But that leads more to, or there's credence, and one can't understand, I can't. I've considered moving from New England to California in the farming area. My children are both in Los Angeles, and I can't imagine my life without a farm. I've thought about going to the farming areas, but the business about water is a deterrent for me anyway. And one wonders, as an outside observer, okay, you guys, what's so difficult about capturing the rain when it comes? After all, this is what a reservoir is all about. So build man-made reservoirs, collect the rainwater when it comes down instead of letting it flow out to the sea. I don't understand how that is not part of the regular routine here because of what you just said, the need for water. We've got it coming down, so capture it. What's wrong with that?
Well, I think that's true. I think we could do that, but those reservoirs are huge engineering projects, and obviously up to a certain time, no one was worried about this. Now, suddenly, because of the speed of these changes, you've now got to adapt and rebuild these structures that can manage the water better, retain it in reservoirs, or direct it to the areas that need it more efficiently, and that costs a lot of money. So then someone has to figure out who's going to pay for that.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money not to have your own food, to be able to grow your own food as well, to be self-sufficient. One of the final areas I want to talk to you about, the business of focusing on severe weather and why it's a problem. This is completely driven by the news media, as far as I can see. People get all worked up about the weather, and there's nothing you can do about it, number one, other than protect yourself in severe weather circumstances. But don't you think that people are more worried about the weather now just because of news coverage?
I think there's something in that. I think, again, we have these more concentrated population centers. We have people living in areas where they didn't used to live and weren't affected. And I think it's understandable that we focus on these direct severe threats to life and...
Yeah, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that. I just think sometimes some of the stuff is exaggerated, frankly.
I'm not sure if I call it exaggerated. What I would say is that there are other issues that don't get the same attention.
Yeah.
So, of course, we've already established that I'm completely obsessed by rainfall.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And the Weather Service kind of spends a lot of time looking at better ways to forecast tornadoes. But as we said, the amount of rainfall affects more people on a long term. And even if you just look at short term flood forecasting and flash flood forecasting, those things actually do a lot more damage, take a lot more lives than tornadoes that don't receive the same attention that tornadoes do.
Is there a website that people can go to look at this to see how it impacts, how your research impacts them directly?
I think, the best place to go is probably just my college website. We have a lot of weather research and other agricultural research, and that would be the CAFNR website. That's CAFNR. .missouri.edu.
Is it Missouri or M-O?
Missouri. The whole word. Yeah.
All right. So CAFNR, CAFNER .missouri .com or .edu.
.edu.
EDU. All right.
And that would be the University of Missouri's College of Ag website. We've got lots of great research going on in many areas.
Being prepared is very important. Dr. Fox, thank you. Dr. Neil Fox, from the University of Missouri's College of Agriculture. In a moment or two, we're going to pay tribute to some of the people involved in this year's Farm Aid. Right now, I want to remind you about your health and well-being. You hear us talking about all the influences in terms of water and runoff and the various things that are applied to the soil and how that impacts what's grown in the soil and how that impacts what we put in our body. And the story goes on and on and on. You know, and I know, that our food is different today than it was 50 or 60 years ago. Processed food, pesticides in the food, the way we nourish our body has changed, and therefore you are more susceptible to toxins and molds and parasites and bacteria. This is something that will cleanse your body, keep you healthy, live long and prosper, as someone once said. By drinking Life Change Tea every day, get it at GetTheTea.com.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you like farmers and farming, you're a farmer and you appreciate the work of the people involved in Farm Aid. This is the 33rd year of that, and farmers here in New England will have the benefit of Willie Nelson's Farm Aid, starring Chris Stapleton. And this year, well, Stapleton's new this year, Dave Matthews involved, the usual people who have been involved with it for a long, long time, Neil Young. There are also, let's see, the other stars, Casey Musgraves, Margot Price, Lucas Nelson, John Mellencamp as usual. It's quite a star-studded event scheduled for, I believe it's Friday, the 22nd of September. You can get tickets now through Live Nation, and some pre-sale tickets are available as well. So, helping the farmers is what this is all about. I'm glad they're coming to New England. I think we need to have more focus on the plight of farmers in New England. Dave Matthews, who has his own Sirius XM channel now, is a mainstay, and I like him. Willie, you can't really get much out of him anymore. He's getting old. Mellencamp is a very strong, solid performer. So, some look forward to September 22nd in the name of farmers and farming.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Focused here in a rather, a strong way, the overview of the American Family Farmer, the programs that we have here, the aid that we're hoping to give to you, aid and comfort to the supporters of agriculture in America, the American Family Farmer Show, the podcast every week featuring the best part of the conversations that we're having, sort of in a synopsis to bring everything down to the nitty-gritty. And you can hear it archived at American Family Farmer Show. Look at some of the other things that we've talked about there as well. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I want to share in my commentary observations about the farm bill, where it's going and where it isn't going. That's up next.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
All right. So let's, in my observation, my time here for commentary, I am a dairy farmer, and I'm very, very proud of being the kind of dairy farmer that I am in terms of how I take care of my cows. That's a personal choice, but I'm looking around at agriculture in my state of Massachusetts, agriculture in New England, agriculture in America. And I'm seeing the influence day by day. We were listening to this fellow talk about how the weather is changing very quickly. Well, the atmosphere on the family farm has changed very quickly, and it's not for the better. We're being inundated with these huge agricultural interests. And I have spent part of the last 3 or 4 days talking with people and trying to figure out what's going on in this new farm bill. I'm convinced there will not be anything coming out of this farm bill that will have a real benefit to family dairy farmers unless there's a tremendous effort put forth by you, the dairy farmer, to demand changes. There are a lot of different things. There are 10,800 dairy farmers in what they call Federal Order Number 1. 673 of these farmers produce 55% of the milk. Order 1 is the pooling order in the area of the country. There are different areas, and Order 1 is all about pooling in certain parts of the country. So imagine that. 10,800 dairy farms, 673 produce 55%. That is directly related to the relationship they have with the Dairy Farmers of America, Dean Foods, Suiza Family, all of that stuff, screwing over the farmer. So 673% 673 farmers make 55%. So that's 10,000 dairy farmers producing 45% of the milk. Isn't it time that these dairy farmers get behind a solid proposal to help all dairy farmers? The few of these 673 dairy farmers need to have the help. They shove their weight around because many of them have 10,000 cows. What happens if 10,000 dairy farmers just stop? Have you thought about that? Does anybody think about that? 673 farmers responsible for most of the milk, and it's garbage. The stuff that's coming out of these huge mega dairy farms, the farms stink, the cows are sick, it's crap. The solution is simple. Dairy farmers need a new pricing formula, which will use the cost of production, which is $22 a hundredweight. Instead, what they're getting is $14 a hundredweight, $15 a hundredweight, because that's what Dean Foods wanted. How much longer are we going to take this crap? It is so annoying and disheartening. 10,000 family dairy farmers here in our part of the world need to be together and get to their representatives and demand that they change the farm bill so that protects the dairy farmer. That's my thought. I'm Doug Steffen on the...
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.